This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Oh, lady dear, if fairies may from a moment lay aside cunning tricks and elfish play, 'tis a happy Christmas tide, 'tis a happy Christmas tide. And we have heard the children say, gentle children whom we love, long ago on Christmas Day came a message from above, came a message from above. Thus, forgetting tricks and play, for a moment, lady dear, we would wish you, if we may, Merry Christmas, Glad New Year, Merry Christmas, Glad New Year.
Kathy Lowe is our guest in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Happy holidays, Kathy. Hard to believe.
Hi.
I'm already saying that.
Here we are.
Early December, and you're all dressed in your holiday garb after coming from a show with the other Lowe's, or the Low Profiles.
The Low Profiles.
Do you still call yourselves the Low Profiles?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, three of us.
Music has really been the lifeblood for Kathy Lowe, and she brings us some holiday music to get us in the mood. What have you been up to? It's been, I think, several years, Kathy, since we've had a chance to sit down and chat.
Let's see. Yeah, I haven't been to the new studio. This is kind of fun to come in and do this.
The last time I spoke with you, you had just recorded the album where you were singing with this...
The water tank.
The water tank. That's the last time that we actually had a chance to speak.
Oh, really?
So what has been developing for you since then? You've been traveling and
traveling a lot.
Writing songs?
Writing songs like crazy. You know, we're not sure with technology today how to put a new CD in the world and really promote it. I'm on the fence what to do next with all the things I've been writing. Mm-hmm. And I still work with children, too, in preschool, kindergarten, and go to schools and do the children music. Music therapy. I sing for folks in nursing homes and assisted living and concerts whenever I can. So I feel like I have a wide range of things I'm still putting out in the world, and playing guitar and dulcimer like I was just playing there, and still love the drumming, though it's not so good for my arthritis anymore. You know, got to figure out what to do there. Yeah, I'm still very much in the groove, and my photography, you know, still taking pictures of reflections of earth and water.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Kathy Lowe is our guest in the studio. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to come back and hear more from Kathy Lowe here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
A little bit of everything this holiday season on NHPR.
Of epic proportions.
Stories.
That transpired in ancient Israel more than 2,100 years ago.
Tiny Tim, and as the words were spoken, in came little Bob with Tiny Tim upon his shoulder.
Songs.
Mrs. Cratchit.
And lots of good cheer. Have a look at our complete holiday schedule at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. And Holly Oil, a full-service oil company keeping New Hampshire families warm since 1961, delivering bioheat to customers throughout Manchester and Concord. Holly Oil, HALLE Oil.com. and the law firm of BCM Environmental and Land Law in Concord, welcoming their newest attorney, Jason Reimers, providing sustainable solutions for New Hampshire, nhlandlaw.com. A good Sunday evening to you. Kathy Lowe is our guest here in the studio. Kathy has some special offerings coming up for the holidays.
Kate, you've been great to have me come in the previous years with my holiday music. And I have a lot of interesting things coming up this season. My sisters will be there. I have concerts. So we're volunteering and we do all kinds of things. My big thing coming up this Friday night is at the Sunapee Coffee House. And they have a website, sunapeecoffeehouse.org. 7 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Sunapee. It's a pass the hat kind of thing. And I had the songbooks made up from my original carol CD. So people sing along. And there's 11 of us in the band.
Wow.
11.
Really?
Including Kent Allen, virtuoso and long-term friend Kent Allen on bass and piano and guitar. Fabulous violin virtuoso Steve Shook. Violin and singing along. Jimmy Spheres, fabulous guitar player from New London, helping me out on guitar. Julie Corey on percussion and flute. And my sisters, the Low Profiles. And then George Beaton, my niece Haley Adamy, and my sister's boss, the singing dentist, Greg Gutzel, and Gwen Dunn. I mean, we have, you know, big backup chorus singing, and it's a lot of fun. We did this last year, too.
How about another song?
This is one I wrote called Believe in the Childlike Wonder, and this is on the CD too.
Believe in the childlike wonder, there will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder, there will be peace on earth. Sugar plum fairy dance in the night. Santa will come if I do things right. Angels are singing, this I know. Diamonds sleep in the snow. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike on earth. The wonder of the world will prevail. Our hearts hold the answer to this age-old tale. People everywhere, near and far, live to follow the star. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth. Believe in the childlike wonder. There will be peace on earth.
An original carol from Kathy Lowe here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. The name of the CD is Wishing You Peace. And that's pretty timeless, isn't it? Something that you could be singing about all year round.
That's right. And you know, when I wrote that song, I wasn't necessarily thinking of it that would be a specific song for the holiday, you know, a seasonal song as a carol. And it just fell in, of course. And it became the major song for the CD.
Kathy's got a lot of holiday shows coming up, but I also wanted to just chat a little bit about what inspires you to write in general, because I know that you do some songwriting work with other people during the course of the year. So what inspires you to write? What are you writing about these days, Kathy?
Whoa, Kate, that's a loaded question.
I know.
Whoa. Wow, get right to it. Well, you know what it is? It's just life itself, life experience, you know? And, you know, I'm pushing 60 years old. So, you know, I feel like I've been around the block a little bit, you know, had some experiences. And then it gets easier and easier just to let the experience travel through me and then come up with something that I can put back out into the world that reflects an experience. An example would be when my son did the big canoe trip, I was inspired to write like a seafaring-sounding chant canoe song for that. So I did that. And we just went to Scotland, and we investigated our McLaren clan roots, and I wrote a song about that. So it's just whatever's going on.
As a 60-year-old songwriter, the difference between your songwriting today then and your songwriting that you were engaged in when you were in your 20s is really just experience?
Yes, and very interesting, because in our songwriting circle, sometimes we go back and share things that we wrote a long, long time ago and say, wasn't that a stupid song I wrote? Or, you know, that was the best song I wrote 30 years ago, and I haven't done anything quite like that. So you never know when they're going to drop in from the muse and the universe, you know, whatever age we are. But, you know, I do get critical. I look back at what I wrote and said, you know, that I'm glad I don't do those songs anymore. You know, that really wasn't good, but I'm glad that I did that because it's a stepping stone to where I'm going, where I am now. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all good.
How many albums have you created? Would you say? Several in your discography.
Two in France.
Okay.
Yeah, in the 70s. Mm-hmm. On vinyl. Mm-hmm. Vinyl, yeah. And then when things came to cassette, I did four projects on cassette. And then CDs came, and I have 5 projects on CDs.
Wow. Out of all of those, what's your favorite? What song is your favorite out of all of those? Do you have a favorite?
I don't have that.
You don't have that. You don't have a favorite.
I don't have a favorite song.
Do you have a favorite album?
I do. You know, I love my Christmas album, mm-hmm. and I think what makes it unique is that, you know, it's kind of stored in there with the Andy Williams Christmas Carol, you know, song and Steve Shook's Celtic Celebration. And so it's just stacked in there for the holiday, and it gets played for the month of December, and I learn the songs again. I have to relearn, memorize the words again and put it out in the world, and then it's away. You know, after New Year's, it's gone, and then it's like fresh again every year. So I really do like what I put together there.
Kathy's got a show coming up on December 7th at 7 o'clock at the Sunapee Coffee House. That's at the Methodist Church on Main Street in Sunapee. It's Kathy's original seasonal carols, and folks joining her, Kent Allen, Steve Shook, Julie Corey, Jimmy Steers, Greg Gutzel, Gwen Dunn, George Beaton will be there, Haley Ellen Lowe as well, and she's going to have some songbooks passed out for the audience to sing along. How about another tune, Kathy, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
So, Kate, you were asking where the songs come from that I write, because I write a pretty wide variety of things. There's a piece I wanted to share tonight, a very profound experience where my mom recently passed away. And, of course, it's a very profound experience. So today is Sunday. I mean, I wrote this just Friday, so I've been scribbling things out. And I was driving to Concord to go work somewhere, and it was flooding into me. I mean, it comes when it comes, too. You know, you have a big experience, and maybe my focus isn't about that, but I just had the experience, so I'm open, and I'm all about that. So it just comes in, and when it comes in, I try to answer. So I had to pull over on the side of the road and write all this stuff down so I don't lose it, you know. So here's a song about and for my mother. When Mother Becomes an Angel. When Mother becomes an angel, she is taller than any tree. Her roots reach down in the earth like her loving arms through me. 'Tis now her freedom, freedom is now. Love is her freedom evermore. When Mother becomes an angel, there are colors beyond the garden. Rainbows of prism light dance day and night, her pardon. 'Tis now her freedom, freedom is now. Love is her freedom evermore. When mother becomes an angel, she dances atop the world, spinning without a net in sequins and pearls. 'Tis now her freedom, freedom is now. Love is her freedom evermore. Love is her freedom evermore.
That's Kathy Lowe with a brand new song written on Friday, in fact, for her mom. Kathy Lowe has a show coming up on December 7th. That's at the Sunapee Coffee House at 7 o'clock at the Methodist Church on Main Street in Sunapee. For more information about the show, we'll throw that out there while you're listening. SunapeeCoffeeHouse.org is the site that you can visit on the web. Kathy, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you actually can play the drum and sing at the same time. I'm just in awe at that skill. I don't know how you do it. I would be messing up the beat. So how do you, how have you become an accomplished drummer?
Again, good question, Kate. You're like anything, you practice. I remember when I started drumming, you know, it didn't come easy. It's like playing guitar. You play guitar. It's, you know, it takes a while before you play the chords and you change them in the right spot on the downbeat and sing at the same time. You know, you just practice. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing somebody do that, sing while playing drum and keep the rhythm going and even talk while you're drumming and all that. And I thought, wow, how do they do that? That's pretty interesting. I think I want to focus on trying to do that because I think that's going to be useful for me. So it, you know, it took me a long time, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many other instruments do you play, Kathy?
Drum, and I do play the water bottle, actually. I could play the water bottle for you.
Really?
But I play dulcimer, guitar, and percussion is what
oh,
I
okay.
say.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of the thumb piano, the kalimba. Mm-hmm. A little bit of that. I've been doing that. But I do this for kids and different concerts. Like, I'll play the water bottle, so you have to name that tune. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Did you get the tune?
Yeah, you sound like one of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Good for you.
Yeah, very good. Okay. And so when you have your show at the Methodist Church on December 7th, you'll have some fine musicians. You'll have, you know, fiddle with Steve Shook and Kent Allen, of course, on his a plethora of instruments.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And
yeah.
Mostly just the holiday, the carols that you'll be
yes,
performing?
Yes, it's all the original carols on the CD, and then Kent will come up with some more well-known version of something that people will recognize as a Christmas carol. He'll be featured, and he'll pick something. Steve will be featured
You'll feature each of the folks.
Yeah, each of
I
them.
See.
And okay. Jimmy Spheres on the guitar, he'll be doing a featured guitar piece. And my sister will sing with her boss, the singing dentist, and they'll do a feature song.
And tell me a little bit more about what they folks can expect if they go see you on the 13th, the Low Profiles in concert at McKenna's in New London.
My sister today said it's our 20th year doing it, but I think it's more than that because my son was like a year and a half, and he's 23. I remember when we first did it.
So it's a real tradition in New London.
Yeah, it's
then.
A New London shopping center, mm-hmm. and it's a family, really, you know, basic, terrific food kind of restaurant. You know, everybody can find something that they want. And it's well lit, you know, it's a bright place. And we just stroll around, and we put bells on the tables, we sing carols, people are eating their cheeseburgers and their salads and their macaroni and cheese or whatever, and singing along with us, and we just keep it going for like an hour and a half, and it's it's been a local tradition
and that's
for
on,
over 20 years.
That's on December 13th from 5:30 to 7 in New London. And then on the 16th at 5, you'll be doing the candlelight service in Sutton.
In South Sutton at the meeting house there. And this is a big family tradition. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Tom Lowe, my dad's brother, started this service with a song he wrote. Maybe I'll do that song today. And wrote the sequence of the ceremony, and we still do everything the way he wrote it, and it's over 40 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very cold church in the winter. They don't use it except for this particular event. It's candle lit, so people come and they know to dress very warmly. and it's at 5 o'clock, and it's a little bit of everything. There's some Santa Claus, there's some nativity pageant, things like that, with some original costumes that are still hanging out that people repair every year that my uncle made. Yeah, it's lovely.
It's so, no wonder that your Wishing You Peace album is really your favorite, mm-hmm. because the holidays are really your time to shine and to be with community.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a gift? Isn't that great? Yeah. Kathy Lowe is our guest here in the studio at New Hampshire Public Radio. Would you like to hear one from the CD?
Yeah, let's pick out something. Do you want to pick out something, Kate?
What would you like? Well, you can pick something out because it's your favorite CD. So
let's see.
A selection from Wishing You Peace, Kathy Lowe's CD that came out actually in 1999. Mm. But it's
been around a while.
It's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about Wishing You Peace? Let's play that from the CD. It's a beautiful version of that.
Here's the title track from Kathy Lowe's Wishing You Peace CD here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
People everywhere.
special track from Kathy Lowe's Wishing You Peace album, recorded 1999. Kathy Lowe is our guest in the studio on the folk show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat during the holidays to be able to hang out with Kathy. Kathy's all dressed in her candy cane and Christmas tree sequined vest.
Bells on my belt.
And she's got bells on. And when she says, I'll be there with bells on,
yeah,
she really means
true.
It. She really means it.
I really mean it.
Kathy, what inspired you to start creating holiday carols?
Let's see. My sisters and I always say we grew up singing Christmas carols even in the summertime. Something about Christmas music has always attracted us to go in and sing those. And we'd practice them in the summer doing dishes in the kitchen. This is what I remember. And then my Uncle Tom, 45 years ago or so, wrote this Christmas song, which is the basis for the event coming up on the 16th in Sutton in the church. And we still sing that one song. And when he wrote that, I thought, oh, my gosh, he wrote a Christmas carol? Who writes Christmas carols? You know, we don't even know who wrote some of these things that we keep singing that are hundreds of years old, and they're old and beautiful, and they're, who writes those anymore? So I was so touched by that and driven to follow his lead and see if I could do something too.
Christmas carols for you, Kathy. I mean, when you said your sisters used to get together in the summer to sing, did you carol in the winter? I mean, was caroling?
Oh, yes,
part
caroling,
of your...
going door to door. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And that was a family tradition.
A family
for you?
Thing, going door to door. And we would do it, we would do it Christmas Eve growing up. And then when we all got busy and married and with our own kids and everything, that tradition kind of just went to the wayside because we couldn't do all that anymore Christmas Eve.
And this was in New London?
In Sutton.
In Sutton.
South Sutton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So big family tradition for you.
Yeah.
The holidays really mean a lot more than what they might mean for some typical holiday revelers.
Yeah. Everybody has their own family traditions, mm-hmm. and ours is based around music. And mm-hmm. if we can help people experience joy a little bit more in this season, then we will do that through music.
It really seems like that's what you've been doing. December 7th at the Methodist Church on Main Street in Sunapee, Kathy will join Kat Allen, Steve Shook, Julie Corey, Jimmy Steers, Greg Gutzel, and Gwen Dunn, George Beaton, Haley Allen Lowe, with some songbooks and a big audience sing-along. And then Thursday the 13th from 5:30 to 7 at the McKenna's Restaurant at the New London Shopping Center. And then the special services, the candlelight service. Dress warmly because there isn't any heat in the Sutton Meeting House. That's at 114 South Sutton, and that's at 5 p.m. Kathy and family and friends, and you're invited as well to join in the ecumenical services. Kathy Lowe, thank you so much for stopping by and cheering us up and getting us in the holiday spirit.
Jingle bells, jingle for you.
What else would you like to play? Would you like
to
play another
one? Well, I'd like to, for the final song with our time together, and thank you, Kate, for having me come, is the song that my Uncle Tom wrote for the South Sutton service. It's called Music and Joy. Okay.
Perfect.
So, Merry Holidays to everybody.
What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you? I hurry home to my family and sing as we trim our Christmas tree. Music and joy, friendship and love, promise of hope from heaven above. Christmas is peace, the world is dreaming of hope, joy, peace, and love. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you? Faces of children pure in delight, with visions of Santa coming tonight. Music and joy, friendship and love, promise of hope from heaven above. Christmas is peace, the world is dreaming of hope, joy, peace, and love. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you? Follow the star to Bethlehem, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Music and joy, friendship and love, promise of hope from heaven above. Christmas is peace, the world is dreaming of hope, joy, peace, and love.
Merry holidays, Kathy Lowe.
Thank you.
Peace on earth. Thanks for all you do. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from UR members and Pentangle Arts in Woodstock, Vermont, presenting holiday gospel music with the Campbell Brothers Sacred Steel Gospel Style, Friday, December 7th. Details at pentanglearts.org. And New Hampshire Orthopedic Center, keeping bodies in motion, on the web at nhoc.com. And the Altus Investment Group in Concord, one office managing $40 million of retirement nest eggs for baby boomers in central New Hampshire, altusinvest.com. This is NHPR.